Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Really happy to say we've got Chris Cornell with us tonight. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing great. Obviously, so much to talk about. Let's first start off with the anniversary reissue of Soundgarden's Bad Motorfingered. Pretty ambitious with four different versions. Talk about the record. I mean, why was that album so pivotal to your development as musicians?
Well, in some ways, and I don't really like to use this term, but I think it was kind of, it defined something that I felt like maybe we were leading up to, but I hadn't quite cracked the code yet. And, you know, there are fans of Soundgarden that would argue that, but I felt like on Louder Than Love, for example, you know, we were kind of sort of coming into our own. It's a band that has the ability to write songs and produce an album. But, you know, we were a little bit in flux because here our bass player was kind of not so much into being in a band anymore and was maybe changing his focus. And also, we hadn't quite figured out how we, just us as a band, could record, get on tape what we felt like we sounded like in a room or on a stage. And I think for some bands that's easy. I think there's no mystery to it. You just you have to get out of your own way and stop thinking there's a mystery. And so that was the thing we needed to really do. Having Ben Shepherd join the band and having his creative output, which was immediate, plus having, you know, one album's more experience, that's sort of what did it for us. And I think we made the defining album that represented who we have been really for the last few years. And to this day, I also think it hit at a time where commercial music was transitioning slowly but surely. There was a very strong indie metal scene. There was a lot of things going on. And that album kind of was living in a lot of the different worlds, and it was doing it sort of successfully. Soundgarden was the first band that would get played on MTV's 120 Minutes and on whatever the heavy metal show was. Up until us, there was no band that could do that. You're either on one or the other, and the concept didn't even make sense to anyone. How can you be on Headbangers Ball and then be on the sort of the jangly indie show? And we could, and that was sort of a new concept that ended up being followed up by a lot of bands that could do that. But Bad Motorfingered was the first album, or really Louder Than Love was the lead into that, being the first music that could do that. And so, you know, a lot of things kind of came together at the right time for us.
Chris Cornell on the show with us tonight. Quick break. Coming up, music from Typo Negative, Soundgarden. We'll give away a Bad Motorfingered 25th Anniversary Deluxe 2 CD set. More with Chris. It's all coming up on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Chris Cornell on the show with us tonight. We're celebrating the anniversary reissue of Soundgarden's Bad Motorfingered. Songs from the record are always part of Soundgarden's live set. What's changed most about what you like about those songs?
Well, every song that you play live a lot kind of ends up going through a metamorphosis and it just becomes a live song. And there's a lot of songs on Bad Motorfingered that in terms of live performances, have always gone over really big. And as we changed as a band, we went through Super Unknown, Down on the Upside, and really kind of We started to live in a world that was maybe less what you might think of as indie metal friendly. And I think some of those songs had a foot in each world, and so they sort of move around a little bit, but they're of my favorites to play live. I think that most of the songs on that album just transitioned great to becoming live songs, which is not necessarily true of every song that we write.
Chris Cornell on the show. It's Whiplash, KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Chris Cornell on the show with us tonight, talking about the record Bad Motorfinger, of course, celebrating an anniversary reissue. And what ways, Chris, has Bad Motorfinger continued to be a reference point for you when you're making new Soundgarden music?
I think that there was something about the creativity where so many genres were kind of getting smashed and coming back together in an unashamed way in a lot of the songs that are on there. And being sort of uniquely presented as Soundgarden. In other words, you don't listen to songs from that album and say, "Oh, this is Soundgarden exercising their influences from X." It just sounds like us. And you know, all of our follow up albums, I think, have done the same thing. I also think it hit at a time where it was a really important album to a lot of people who were just kind of getting fed up with what commercial rock had to offer and wanted something different. And you don't really know what that is until it's there. And I think Bad Motorfinger was acted as that to a ton of people. And to this day, you know, there are sort of subgroups inside the world of Soundgarden fandom where I have a lot of guys that will come up, or girls come up with Bad Motorfinger that they want a signature on, not Super Unknown that sold five times as many, or not the latest record, but that one. You know, Super Unknown gets a lot too, where it's a specific group of people, but it's almost like there's a dividing line where there was a group of people that were looking for something, didn't know what it was, and Bad Motorfinger was that.
Full Metal Jackie with Chris Cornell on the show. Soundgarden's Bad Motorfinger 25th Anniversary 2-CD edition is out now. Call us at 800-955-KLOS. Caller 20 will get this edition courtesy of Universal Music. Good luck. Iron Maiden coming up. Also, I've got Lars Ulrich ahead, drumsticks, a new Metallica tune, and more with Mr. Cornell. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Chris Cornell on the show tonight. Chris, Seattle bands were changing the face of popular music when Bad Motorfinger was released in 91. What made you realize that Soundgarden was becoming a new blueprint for heavy music?
Well, we had a lot of that sort of talk leading up to it before a lot of the other Seattle bands existed. You know, some of the people were there in different incarnations, but we were kind of the band where you would hear this whisper of, wow, you could do exactly what you do, but it could be in arenas. Like, this could work on a commercial level, sort of. And, you know, that went back as far as the mid-80s, really. So we always took it with a grain of salt, and we were always very cautious about what that could mean. And we even continued to make indie records when we had major label offers on the table, where we had these guys telling us we were stupid not to sign. And we still were saying, no, we have our own audience and we don't need you. For us, I felt like, okay, there was enough people saying that was possible that maybe it was. It wasn't until Sub Pop kind of seemed to have the vision to draw a lot of these bands together and in a sense as a label give it an identity and a name, where I felt like, oh, okay, so this can be a scene that can do that. And then I realized, oh, and there's even a lot more power in the notion of it being marketed as a scene that includes geography. So it's not just a label with a name, and that name has an identifiable logo. It's also a place, and it's a place that has never been identified with multiple bands before. You know, it was almost like this mini British invasion thing happening. And that's when I knew it was like, oh, we're actually part of something, and we're part of something that's going to change music. We'd already been kind of changing it a little bit, but as a collective, then there was a notion that just kind of happened overnight.
Full Metal Jackie with Chris Cornell on the show tonight. And hey, new Metallica album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, is out now. I've got a copy up for grabs, along with a pair of Lars Ulrich Ahead drumsticks furnished by Q-Prime. Caller 25 at 800-955-KLOS. It's all yours. Here's a new tune from the album, Now That We're Dead. New Metallica on Whiplash. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Chris Cornell on the show with us. And by the way, the Temple of the Dog shows have all been tremendous. I have to say that the Los Angeles Temple of the Dog show is like my favorite show of the year. It's got to be a cool experience for you guys to be playing the songs that you're playing out there.
Yeah, it's been really amazing. And to me, the one of the unexpected things, I suppose, is that I knew we spoke about it. I knew we would do a couple of Mother Love Bone talks. But I think we're doing five. And that, again, is another album like Temple of the Dog that, you know, it's among the best rock records of its period that did not have a band to go out and support it. And therefore, not so many people heard about it. And it's never been toured before. It's never really been played like that. And so that's been pretty exciting, too. Not just to play Temple of the Dog, but actually be able to play these other songs as well. And in a sense, as a band, we can claim ownership of them while doing something that on a level that we never imagined from the beginning, which is draw attention to Andy's legacy and his brilliance and the music that he left behind. You know, there's not a lot of it, but there's enough that people can listen to it and get a sense of who this guy was and how talented he was. And that was, I think, the thing that maybe hit me personally the hardest when this guy died at 24, was that we all thought of him as among absolutely the most talented of anyone in the scene. And for him to go away and no one to ever be able to discover that seemed almost harder than anything else. So to be able to play all of Temple and all of these Mother Love Bone songs in the Forum, and we even, you know, played a recording of him doing kind of a spiel between one of the songs, there's several versions he did. So people are hearing his voice and bringing that out there and seeing that many people out there listening to it, that's super fulfilling to me.
We'll get to a Mother Love Bone tune later on. It's Full Metal Jackie coming up. Music from Testament and more with Chris Cornell on Whiplash. Testament on Whiplash. They're playing House of Blues in Anaheim on May 18th. Caller 20 will set you up with a pair of tickets furnished by Live Nation. Give us a call at 800-955-KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie. We've got Chris Cornell on the show with us tonight. And we were talking about Temple of the Dog, obviously a one-time tribute to Mother Love Bone singer Andrew Wood. It took on a mythic quality. Now commemorating the album 25 years later, Chris, in what ways have the songs transcended their original purpose of healing?
Well, I think in a lot of ways we're sort of experiencing that now. I think songs and music have a way of just taking on their own life. You know, once people are out there listening to them, and especially nowadays where it can be shared so easily, you're not in control of what the perception of that song is or where it goes or what it does and how people think of it. And one of the components of an album like Temple of the Dog, if there is one besides Temple of the Dog, is that I think that it does have these healing properties because that was the point of it. That was part of the conception of it. And it then has become certain songs have become the soundtrack to different individuals' lives when they're going through really difficult things. And that's not something that was planned on. That, you know, it wasn't like an album that was engineered for that, but that becomes this bonus, where when you hear those stories after the fact, you feel very proud of what you've done and very thankful and feel very lucky that we're able to do this, you know, that I'm able to do this for a living, that I can sit down and I have the time, because I can do it for a living, to write a song that might actually help somebody that I'll never meet through the loss of a loved one, for example. That's an amazingly privileged situation to be in. And I think Temple has done that in a very unusually big way.
Chris Cornell with us on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie with Chris Cornell on the show. Chris, performance footage of a very young Soundgarden filmed at a record store in Los Angeles in 1989 just recently turned up online. Do you have any memories or any good memories of that performance?
Nope. I forgot it entirely.
You forgot that it happened? You forgot being there?
Yes, I completely did. I forgot that performance happened entirely. I remember a couple of record store performances. Wasn't so into the idea of doing it until we'd get in there. And what made it work was that it was so unusual and so kind of long that it would have this surreal quality to it. And then I would end up liking it. But totally out of place. Soundgarden, I always felt, was like, this is the band that should never play when the sun is still up. We should never play outside. You know, there was all these things all these rules I had in my mind that, of course, we had to break. And then once we broke them, it was fine. You know, playing festivals in the daytime outside. It just seemed stupid to me. Didn't make any sense. We were this dark band that should be playing when it's dark out, in a theater somewhere. And so the idea of playing early in the daytime, especially inside of a retail environment, seemed ridiculous. And yet, it was so surreal that the times that we did it, it seemed to work really great, and I was always really happy about it.
Chris Cornell on the show with us. The Bad Motorfinger reissue is out. And Chris, do you have any kind of a timeline for Soundgarden in terms of, I know it seems like you've always got a million things happening all at once, but is there a timeline for a new album, touring, anything that you can reveal?
Well, it'll be in 2017. Both those things hopefully will happen, barring any sort of unforeseen thing, which I don't see any reason why those two things won't happen. I mean, the next thing that I am committing myself to concentrating on 100% is the next Soundgarden album. So
awesome. Well, we are very much looking forward to it. Chris, thank you again so much for taking the time.
All right, thank you.
And hey, the Temple of the Dog 25th Anniversary Edition is out, and I've got a copy for caller 20 at 800-955-KLOS, furnished by Universal Music Enterprises. My name is Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging out Monday nights for Whiplash. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. I'm going to leave you off with a song that was played at the Temple of the Dog show that just really got me. That show is incredible. Mother Love Bone with Stargazer. See ya.